A similar kind of mimicry is Müllerian mimicry, named after another early biologist. And in this sort of mimicry, both the model and the mimic are dangerous or taste bad. A very obvious example is the way that so many unrelated species of bees, wasps, and ants have assumed similar, bold, black and yellow or black and orange banded patterns. By doing this, Müllerian mimics present a united image that predators soon learn to be wary of. There's also another aspect of mimicry that I'd like to mention too, and that's the mimicry used by predators. This is called aggressive mimicry, and it is used to conceal or misrepresent a predator until its prey comes near enough to catch. Many mantids, for example, are green or brown, so that they blend in with their plant surroundings, but some tropical mantids are fantastically shaped and colored, like the beautiful orchid mantis, which resembles a petal of one of those tropical flowers, and it hides motionless next to one of these orchids until an insect comes within its reach. There are also several green-colored vine and grass snakes of various families, which lie invisible among the tangled vines and branches of the jungle until they suddenly lash out to grab their prey. Actually, there is an endless number of ingenious mimics in the natural world, and I recommend that you all try a Google Images search tonight for some more interesting examples of this fascinating behavior.